This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everybody, and happy April. We are off this week, so we will not be reporting on any of the fallout from last week's Switch 2 announcements. Sure, everything's fine. Instead, we've got another episode of Never Been a Better Podcast. That's in place of our normal podcast. Never Been a Better Podcast features a rotating crew of Austin Walker, Jeff Bacalar, Dan Reichert, and Abby Russell as they join me and Alex each month over on the Patreon. This episode originally aired in December of 2022, oh my gosh, and features guests Jeff Bacalar and Abby Russell. It's also slightly edited to include ad breaks. If you want to hear more Never Been a Better Podcast, you can head over to patreon.com/nextlander, where you'll find all the episodes and more. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with the regular Nextlander podcast next week. See ya.
And then it went like...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a Never Been a Better Podcast. So far, the truth. Abby Russell, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking, Vinny. I like your sweater.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, the people at home can't see it, but it's beautiful knit. I did it myself. It is.
Ooh, really? Did you knit the zipper as well?
I did. I knit the zipper as well out of iron. I'm an iron knitter. Yeah, it's pretty good. Jeff Bacalar, how are you?
Hey, what's up, my friends? How's it going?
Hey, how's it going, Bacalar?
What's up, Abby?
Hey, I'm Jeff here.
Yeah. This is a door opening for me to do a stupid New Jersey Italian guy.
We're trying to get you into Carl as quickly as possible here.
Relax.
Zero to Carl.
Yeah. The night is young, my friends. Let's not shoot our shot just yet.
Gross. Okay. Alex Navarro.
I will not be shooting any shots. Let me tell you right now.
The entire time for let's say an hour ish. Just
no
maybe.
Shooters for me.
Great. Thanks. Thanks. Nice. Great to see everybody post-Thanksgiving, post-holiday. I'm switching from my tea to I finally found a bottle of Eagle Rare, so I can go hard now.
It's nice. What do you mean you found it? Like, in a store, or you had it in your house?
Off the back of a truck?
The liquor store by me, finally, I went in, I had to get some wine for Thanksgiving, and I said, hey, man, it's like, seriously, like, do you have some Eagle Rare? And he was like, I've got one bottle behind the counter that I have been keeping behind the counter. He's very nice.
Wow. For a very special customer.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been waiting for you. It's yours.
He said that to the last 10 people that I've
asked. That's right. I'm going to have to charge you 20%.
Just kidding. I have a case of this. It's fine.
Yeah. I heard it clinking back there. Got my last one.
I can't give this shit away.
I don't put it on the shelf because it's basically urine.
Yeah.
It's basically urine. I'm happy now because it's apparently the only whiskey I will ever drink for my entire life. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not an adventurous drinker. That's
great.
I'll say that there. Everybody,
you're not even much of a drinker these days.
No.
See, I've been the opposite.
Oh. Yeah, this is actually an intervention podcast.
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, when I saw you 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
We were getting a little saucy, not too crazy, but like,
where'd you guys
I had two beers over the course of 6 hours.
Okay. That's like,
I had probably six
over the course of 6 hours.
We're not driving.
A beer an hour seems reasonable.
Wait, you weren't driving?
No.
How'd you get there?
An Uber? What do you mean?
Wait, you went to the wrestling thing, right?
We went to the AEW pay-per-view. For anyone who isn't following along with the Nextlander / Giant Bomb lore, that is
canon,
what we did two weeks
the canon
ago.
Is so pervasive I'm
glad I wasn't
knows.
Invited to that, actually.
Yeah, you would not have enjoyed
Abby,
it.
Not to mention, anyway.
I know, the joke is I'm on the West Coast. But the joke is also, I want to be included, okay?
So,
unfortunately, the Abby doesn't like wrestling weight just crashed down on that joke. Sorry.
Here's the thing, right?
Tell me the thing.
So we went to a beer garden before. I had one of those big boys.
Hmm.
Like the
boots? Probably,
what is
it
that,
was a tall boy.
It's a liter, maybe?
That's a lot of beer.
So I had one of those. And then on the inside... Dan and I just kind of kept drinking.
Once you were in, so where was it? What's the
Rock, the Prudential Center in Newark, where the Devils play?
Okay,
and
the Rock.
It's the demilitarized zone part of Newark.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And we just kept drinking inside. I yelled at Chris Jericho.
And is that a wrestler or a gangster?
He's a wrestler. Yeah. He's an old stupid wrestler. And then I gotta say, like, I feel like I got to a point in the night where I was like, okay, I'm not going to have another beer. And I stopped and I was good. And I got home and I had like a normal evening. Oh no, we were up pretty late. So I went right to bed.
Wow. The story just got crazy.
A couple nights later, I came back to the Rock to see a Devils game.
Do they really call it the Rock?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Because it's the Prudential, like the logo.
Right. Yeah, it's the right. So they call it the Rock. Is that? I mean, come on, it could be.
I mean, it just sounds like you're trying to make it.
They
sound
should call
cooler
it hell.
Than it is. Okay.
They should call it hell.
Okay,
because of the Devils. But anyway,
because it's in Newark.
Well, yes.
Wow.
Newark finally getting its comeuppance.
Yeah.
And
this is why we can't get Cory Booker on the show.
Yeah, I cannot begin to explain to you what happened to me that night.
Wait, when you went back, you shouldn't have gone back, Jack.
I shouldn't have gone back. It was a very big game. They were playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. They were possibly going to break their franchise record for wins in a row, going for a 14th win.
Oh, okay.
For
14,
dude,
that's
the
a lot.
They're the best team in the league.
Wow.
The Devils turned it around. They're the best team in hockey.
Aww.
For the most part.
That must feel good.
Yeah.
It's great.
You love the Devils.
And I went out for a birthday party. It was the night before Thanksgiving. Sold out crowd. It was insanity. Like, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. Like, it was like a 2-3 hour concert. It was insane. I didn't sit the whole time. It was crazy.
Did they do it?
They had 3 goals disallowed.
I don't know what that means.
Wait,
that means, Abby, I'm glad you asked. That means the call on the ice was a good goal. Then they like looked at it in Toronto, which is like the war room, and they're like, nah.
How do you
and they did that 3 times.
How do you have a bad goal?
I'll tell you. So 3 times, 17,500 people lost their shit, and then were like, oh, never mind.
How was there not a riot? I've seen sports
there was events. Basically there was basically a riot where like people were throwing shit on the ice. It was not a great
wait
scene.
So what can you walk through maybe in layman's terms what happened?
So the two things that get goals disallowed, there's 3. One is if a play had been offsides but missed,
okay,
and the goal was allowed to be scored on technically a dead play. Because an offsides negates a play, it should be dead.
Even if they didn't blow the whistle before the goal.
Even if they didn't blow the whistle. Okay. Now what they do is they have off-ice video like staff of each team that are constantly watching offsides.
Jeez.
The league needs to fix that. They need to make that like someone else's job, right? Then there's goalie interference where the other team, the defending team, could say, hey, that shouldn't be a goal because the offensive team stepped on the goalie's stick.
Okay.
Right? Then there's also if you accidentally kick the puck into the net.
Wait, you can't do that?
No,
you
it's not.
Kick the puck into
just
the net.
Because it's cold soccer doesn't mean it's soccer rules.
Wait,
don't work.
Has that been?
I think you should be able to kick the puck into the net.
But it can bounce. It can bounce off a skate, but you can't kick it.
You can deflect it in.
Yeah.
Like you can keep your foot planted on the ice and like shoot it off someone's skate on purpose.
Yes.
Oh.
But if you do like soccer style kicking, they'll wave it off.
So did they hit all 3 of those?
They hit 2 of them. It was 2 goalie interferences and a kicking motion.
Well, that sounds like a dirty
one
team.
Of them, I definitely think, should not have been a goal, but the other 2, I believe, should have been. And this place lost its fucking mind.
I can imagine.
Like, I was with my hockey team. We were all freaking out, and I drank. And I had no choice, guys. I was defenseless. Like, there was nothing I could do. This scene was too ripe for me.
What did you do?
Like, I could not stop. It was.
Did you kill a guy?
Honestly,
what happened?
It was like, I don't even understand.
Did you purge?
Huh?
Did you purge?
Did you do the purge?
No, but like, we basically did as close to a purge as one could. And it was Toronto. So like, Toronto is like the most, one of the most popular hockey cities in Canada. And it was just, there were like a lot of, it was just, it was crazy. I'm not trying to exaggerate. Like, the scene was just insane.
Did.
Like, wall to wall people, like, you could not, it was, yeah. So, that happened.
Wait, so what
did the Devils
lose?
Win though? Yeah, what happened?
They lost the game.
Ooh, by one.
And everyone,
everyone's like, hey, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Let's just keep drinking. Who cares? And that's what we did until like 1:30 in the morning.
In Newark?
In Newark.
Okay.
At the same place we were at, Alex.
Wow.
And so we go, so I get home and I'm just like, I'm spinning. I'm just like, no. Whoa.
You knock over all your pinball machines. Yeah. They're like dominoes.
I've got my in-laws here.
Oh no.
I've got Stacy's family here.
Oh no.
I'm such a piece of shit.
You are basically.
This is not flattering for you as a husband.
So Stacy's like up still watching TV and she is laughing her ass off. She's laughing at me right to my face because she's like, you're such a stupid fucking idiot.
That's the best case scenario reaction for what the state you were in.
But I know Stacy, she's like very fun and very goofy, mm-hmm. but there's also a version of this where it's like, Goodfellas and your Ray Liotta getting laughed at, like, you're such a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit person and nobody ever likes you. Oh, come on. Well, come on. I'm working.
No, we didn't let it get to, like Lorraine do it. Like, it wasn't that.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm so voluntarily apologetic right away where I'm like wasted. She told me, like, I don't even remember doing this, but she's like, you basically got undressed and were just like hugging yourself saying you were sorry about being so drunk.
Jesus, Jeff.
No, but it's funny. But like, it was funny. I wasn't being like,
oh yeah. You know,
I wasn't being like pathetic. I was having, I was having a laugh with it.
Okay. Yeah, like, so, I don't know if everybody needs an image of you curled up naked, hugging yourself, saying, no, but
like,
I'm so
she
sorry.
Told me, she's like, you were also laughing. So, you know, I'm like, shit, you know, tomorrow, you know, I'm thinking barely like that night. I'm like, oh man, tomorrow is going to be like the worst Thanksgiving of my life.
It was at your house?
It was at my house. So thankfully we didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I wake up at like 9:30
Oof.
And I'm still drunk.
No.
You know that first
burp?
Boy,
you were drunk,
you take,
huh?
I was drunk.
Oh,
the
wow.
The first burp you take where you're just like.
After a night like that.
That burp is like. Stacey's like, you fucking smell like a fucking pub. Like, it's crazy.
Man. It's like a bog in like a low budget fantasy movie where it's just the, like, you know, the bubbles, like
like a bird dies, like,
yeah.
Like it's like it falls down,
a flower cries and wilts,
more or less, like truly a psychotic scene.
Your insides are where Artax died.
Yeah, poor Artax. Yeah. R.I.P.
So I'm like, I can't go downstairs, I can't do anything right now, you're gonna have to just let me like sleep. And she's like, yeah, it's fine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's nice.
She's awesome. She's being very understanding.
Yeah, incredibly. I did not come downstairs until about 2:30.
Whoa.
What time do y'all do Thanksgiving dinner? Because a lot of families start them pretty early.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're burping now. Are you okay? Is it coming back? The memory?
I'm just like flashback. We told people who were not sleeping over to get there at 3:30.
But nobody was like, hey.
Yeah, people were like, where's Jeff?
Okay.
And you know, there's kids there. So like, Stacey kept saying like, oh, Uncle Jeff just was up real, real late last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did everyone do the condescending, like the depressed teenage boy coming down the stairs at 1:30? Like, there's our sleepyhead. There's our guy.
Look who's getting out of bed. Yeah. Oh, that is the worst.
Our little New Jersey devil.
Yeah, you deserve it. Yeah.
I know. Like, look.
Speaking of someone who was that kid for several years of his childhood.
Yes.
I've been there, buddy.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then the rest of the day, I'm just like having to just balance myself on stuff.
Oh my gosh. Like, how drunk were you? 24 hour drunk?
My dude, it was bad.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, yesterday I started feeling better. And I'm in a good place now.
Were your in-laws like telling your wife, like, I told you he's a piece of garbage?
No.
Look at his waist.
Dude, the best was everyone kept saying, like, you should drink more now. That'll make you feel better.
Yeah, the little hair of the dog.
Yeah, the hair of the dog, hair of the dog, hair of the dog. No, I took one sip of, like, a high noon, and I was just like, no, that is not what I'm going to be doing.
Did you not have to, like, clean the house or anything for everybody?
Well, we did that before everyone arrived, like, on Tuesday. Okay. I did do all the dishes and whatnot.
Good for you.
But that's what I normally do, and I was able to handle that, so that felt good.
Like, did you put them in the dishwasher?
Yeah, I did, you know, and she brought out there's a lot of, like, China shit that we can't dishwash.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Wow, you guys are, like, real adults if you have, like, special holiday China, as you call it.
What are you, my great aunt?
If you asked me before last Thursday to describe what it looked like, I could never do it in a million
It's got little flowers. I could describe it. It's got little flowers around the edges.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's got like holly leaves.
It's like silver and black lines. It's like not a flower.
It's got Rick and Morty characters all over it.
It's contemporary Rick and Morty.
It's Rick as a pilgrim and Morty as a turkey.
it's exactly our Thanksgiving
stuff. Turkey Rick!
Do you have a China hutch with the, like, it's like one of those wood things with the glass windows?
The cabinet.
You got Abby, I don't know where it went. Like, it's just gone now.
Man,
like,
what a luxury.
Back into hibernation.
I wish I had a house that I could lose anything in.
Look, you know, you're young.
So when you have all the
so people, you'll never get to. Sorry.
You're young. Your generation will never be.
You're too young. You're of a generation that'll never know homeownership.
Yeah,
that's true.
Apologize.
Dude, I know.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
When people come over your place, are they all people who've been there before, I assume? So you don't have So it's not like you don't have to do the whole pinball. Like, oh my gosh, look at you. You've got so many pinball machines. You're the luckiest kid in the world.
What is this? We did have to do that to be clear.
Like that, I had to do that once with everybody.
Yeah, once with everybody. Okay.
You know,
is your son basically now like, yeah, I know, I'm the luckiest kid in the world. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And here's the silver. Here's the china and the silver. Okay. Can we get through this now? My dad's got a hangover upstairs. I haven't seen him in 24 hours. I've got to take care of the house now. Come here, Uncle.
I'm the
Bill.
Man of the house now. I have to carve the turkey.
How old is he now? Much. He must be pretty old. Last time I saw him, he was still pretty little.
He's 7 and a half.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sit down, Uncle Bill.
That's a dude.
Man. Tell me about politics.
He's got opinions, man. He's definitely a dude.
That's
he's definitely
great.
A person.
What's his favorite thing?
He's very much into Sonic stuff. Oh, he's still very much into the new Mario trailer is a big deal for him.
Nice.
Mm.
You know, he's very excited that he likes a couple like YouTube people.
Oh no.
Oh, no. It's all very like generic Minecraft streamer people.
Mm, that's how it starts. That's the gateway.
Yeah, and he likes Among Us a lot.
Does he has he played Among Us?
Yeah, he plays it all the time.
Does he play just online with strangers?
Yep.
Wait, and he like talks to them?
Well, he does like the
text,
like
chat?
The emote, you know, like chat.
The text, the radial sort
of
chat.
But he's not on like a headset being like, it's that guy.
No.
How's his reading skills? Or how are
good
his
enough
reading
to do that?
Fair enough.
You know, he's 7 and a half. You're usually pretty well versed.
And he's the craziest thing is watching him play Rocket League, where he knows all the D-pad shortcuts to the messages by heart. Where he's just like, oh, GG, whatever. You know, we lost. Like that. Like he just knows.
So he's fully online shortcuts. Playing against other people.
Yeah, but he's not. The most interaction he's getting is just the canned text messages.
Right. Okay.
He's not in any way speaking with
or text
random
chat.
Internet people. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
I cannot imagine playing Among Us with anyone I didn't know. That sounds wild.
No, it's funny you say that, because I told my son that. I was like, he's like, oh, can we play Among Us? I'm like, no, you can only play with people you know. It's not, yeah. Because you got to like accuse people, and you got to do the whole thing, and like it's just not fun without people you know. I can't believe your son is I get it. People do it, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think for him, he just wants to be the imposter, and he's just sort of like, he's just, you know, rolling the dice, pulling the slot machine that he hopes to get.
Always chasing that high.
He's chasing that imposter high.
Man after my own heart.
But no, he has friends, and then our cousins, you know, his cousins were here. So once they all realized, like, oh, we just need this code and we can just like play it together, like that's what they did for most of the time that they were here.
On iPads?
Four of them. Yeah, like, so one of them's 13, so she has a phone. So she was like playing on her phone, and someone was playing on an iPad, and they did. They had a blast. Like, they had a lot of fun.
It was
cool to watch. And Spider Heck, man.
Oh, Spider Heck is a winner.
Thank you for showing me Spider Heck.
Spider Heck is, isn't that game so much fun?
It's the best. It really is. What a great thing. And just teaching like everyone how to play here over the weekend was fun.
Do you do the verses or you do the co-op kind of challenge?
No, we were
rooms.
Doing the verses, like the PvP stuff.
Yeah. Abby, have you seen Spider Heck?
I have no idea what this is.
It's like, you know, you remember like Nidhogg and stuff like that? It's like one of those where you kind of, everybody gets in an arena, but you're all spiders with ridiculous weapons.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Like missile launchers and lightsabers and what have you.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun swinging around. You get like lightsabers, and it's super fun. My kids also love it because you can throw the weapons as well. And that's always super fun. Yeah, throwing weapons is always fun.
Yeah.
A lot of swinging. That sounds like a fun time, Jeff.
It's good stuff, man.
Did anybody play pinball?
Yeah, a little bit.
You regret having pinball machines.
No, that's not what, if that's what my face says, that's not what I mean. I mean, I don't regret it. I just, like, there's a part of me where I just have to, like, almost, you know, you talked about like introducing people to it when they come over for the first time, but there still is the lingering effect of like, how do I get good at this? And I'm just I gotta do this song and dance to like explain to you that, like,
you'll never be.
It's not good. That. It's just like you have to practice. Like, you have to get good at anything. The way you get good at anything, you know, like, you learn this game. Like, it's in my house, so I know everything about this game. I know how the ball reacts to everything in this game. You've been here twice.
You don't know the nuances.
Why? Yeah, like, so, you know, I do this whole song and dance about like what the basics are. I don't know. I realize this is very much a shitty problem, but
like, I gotta complain about how cool my house
is. I'm not complaining. It's just, I don't, and of course I don't regret having them. I love, you know, they're a lot of fun.
That like they're around the corner listening to make sure that you still appreciate them.
I'm gonna,
they turned off. They can't hear me.
Okay. Do they speak to you at night?
Sometimes.
The clown one does.
Let's not talk about him. Okay,
he's
the only one I unplug. Okay, let's just put it like that.
He's just waiting for you to plug him back in, Jeff.
Yeah, the weird thing is, it doesn't make a difference when you unplug it. You gotta get one of those coin things for your son, so that when people come over, they're like, and you can be like, oh, the free game thing is a myth. That's just a myth that people tell. You can't really set him to free game. But my son here handles the change if you want to.
He's got the fanny pack.
He's got the thing that's just like ching 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 ching.
I gotta tell you,
because he'll make money. Because your family will be like, "That's so adorable," and he'll be cleaning up.
You have $7 in quarters. here's the one thing, okay, and I can say it here because he ain't gonna hear this.
Oh, boy.
You know, this is a Patreon blocked podcast. There's no way on earth.
Yeah, he'll never grow up to have a credit card.
No. I'm talking about a relative of mine.
Oh, this relative of yours. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Dylan.
Here we go. All right. Here we go. Let's get some dirt.
So, I'm not gonna say who it is, but
just say where they live.
My family.
Yeah.
Huh? Relative.
Just say their house and address.
And their age.
Yeah. And social security number.
Let us know the specific relation.
Yeah. Sorry. What do they look like? Show a picture.
This person could not understand how a game could be put into free play mode. Like, so Jeff, how are you letting everyone play for free? I don't understand.
Are you some kind of wizard?
I said relative, you just, like, it's just the game you can play for free. You could just put the game, but where do the quarters go? What is the I said, I don't think you're understanding. Like, that is, wait, Are you saying any arcade machine could be put into free play
mode? I feel like that's the thing, though. I kind of empathize here. But like, they've been charging me this whole time when they could have had it in free mode.
I guess it was more the frustration of like, I own this. I can open it up and push a button.
It's as like 90% of the joy of owning it is I just get to put it into free mode.
I had to like bring them over by their ear and just like show them the thing. Oh God, it's so stupid. Anyway.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you own an arcade. Now you're, you know the perils of owning an arcade. Yeah, you're just an arcade owner.
That's who I am now.
Anybody else have any fun Thanksgiving stories? I mean, top that. The guy brings family over to the arcade. No, it's good. It's good. This is Present Day Vinny again. We'll be back with more Never Been a Better Podcast after this quick break.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Abby, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I did. I was supposed to go to Napa. I have my great aunt owns a vineyard in Napa. She has a big Thanksgiving party. Whole extended family goes. Uh-huh. I live nearby again. Used to go all the time as a kid. Haven't been forever. I was like, all right, let's do it. And then my friend who I was going to stay with, 10 minutes before I was going to leave the airport, texted me to be like, hey, my boyfriend, who I live with, got sick. Oh, so no. You can still stay with us, but they're sick. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just not go. It was like not enough time to find an alternate. Yeah. But I was kind of fine with it. I was happy to stay. And I hung out with friends. It was really fun.
That's what Thanksgiving's about.
Nachos. It was delicious. It was like anti-Thanksgiving food Thanksgiving. And it was really delicious and fun. And I made candles the day before. And I went to pottery a bunch. And honestly, it was a nice chill week. Can't complain.
Love it. How's the candle making going?
Honestly, really good. They burn really well. I was kind of shocked.
Are you doing dip candles or are you doing the, I don't know.
So I'm taking like stuff I've made in pottery and filling them up with candle wax.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, because I'm a huge candle freak, okay. I would love to see what kind of stuff you're working with there.
What, you mean you want me to grab a candle or do you want me to just tell you the process?
No, I think I'm just saying, like, send me a candle.
Wait, okay, so I'll see what I can do.
Are you basically making something, making a vessel and then just filling it up with wax?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Wax and a wick. And I put some, like, lavender oil in there. I think I need to do more because it's not really
smelly?
Super...
Like, good smelly?
They don't really smell like much of anything. I don't think I put enough oil in. But I might, I don't mind them not being smelly. I kind of am there for like the atmospheric light.
Got it.
And they don't smell bad, certainly. So
I love the smell around the holidays of like a really good scented candle. Mm. Like I'm a big scented candle person.
It depends on the candle. Some of them are, yeah, I find I'm real bad, but there's some of the, what's the super famous place? Yankee Candle or something? Yes. They had like a vanilla one I used to really like, but that's probably some horrible chemical.
I hate the candles that are like, unless it's like a citrus, I don't want to feel like I'm eating it.
Yeah.
I want it to be like a nice wildflower smell or like a soapy smell or like a crisp citrus. I don't want like a cinnamon or
cookies.
Don't give me anything that's food.
Mm. Agreed. I like the rain ones, like the ones that are like rain inspired.
Or like the beach.
Yeah. Or like fresh laundry.
Yeah,
or,
that's good.
What's fresh laundry smell like?
It's just like
like sun-kissed laundry. Like
it's like a dryer sheet smell. Oh, like it's just it's just nice.
At my apartment, mostly pleasant in Brooklyn. Like halfway through living there, they just suddenly were like, "Hey, we have a laundry room now," and I was like, "Great!" And it was in like this room directly below my apartment, so it would just smell like dryer sheets all the time. It was kind of incredible.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
We get a little of that because we're right next to a laundromat, and the vents all blow out into the back area, which that air wafts toward our bedroom. And so we get a nice dryer smell about 9 hours a day. And that's actually pretty all right. You know, New York smells, they could be pretty hit or miss. I'll take that one.
Right.
Definitely. You struck the smell lottery there for sure.
Alex, did you have a very nice travel? You were on the West Coast too for Thanksgiving.
I did.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I went to go visit family like I always do. This year, my stepbrother was hosting Thanksgiving for the first time. And it was great. He is someone that I did not have too much of a relationship with for a long time, and his life was in kind of a rough place for a long time. But the last 6 years, like, he's really been pulling himself together in a really inspiring way, and he got married, he had a kid earlier this year, they have a townhouse, and it was like, this is kind of like, okay, I'm hosting, I got all the fun, I'm getting her family, all right, my family, we're all together. And I managed to make it just in time, because they didn't tell me what time they were having dinner, so I had to book my flight beforehand. And I managed to skate in just under the wire to get there in time for dinner.
Because
I always travel on Thanksgiving because it's cheaper and I'm cheap.
Is it super crowded or is it empty on traveling on Thanksgiving?
It's way more empty on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I heard that's the move.
It is. Yeah. It worked out. But so it worked out. I got there and, you know, hung out. It was really nice. I was catching up with him for the first time in like a while. And he's always been like athletic, mostly playing like softball.
Okay.
But so the reason I'm talking about this, Jeff, is because he's gotten into playing hockey.
Oh, no shit.
Yes. He plays ice hockey now.
Sounds like a cool dude.
Fairly recently.
He's my kind of friend.
It was funny because I was just like, oh, wow, you play hockey. He's my height, but imagine about 70% like pounds more of muscle on me.
Oh, shit.
Like, he is built like a brick shit house.
A big boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, what position do you play? And he's like, defense. And I'm like, cool, okay, so, like, are you, you know, just, are you hard-hitting? Are you, like, good technique guys? Like, yeah, I can barely skate, but the thing I figured out is that I'm really good at being annoying.
Okay, and so is he a goon?
That's the thing. I think my stepbrother is a hockey goon, nice. And I could not be happier for him, because he seems stoked.
It's just, like, a pain in the ass who, can't really has no skill other than like annoying the other team basically and getting physical.
I think he's pretty good at checking, but
so checking in men's league is pretty rare, so I'm surprised that he found a checking league, but
it's a very beginner's league, and I think he's not checking just, that hard.
Yeah.
He's
probably just bodying a lot of people.
Yeah, but yeah, like it's a lot of like, I'm getting in people's faces, I'm making it hard for you to shoot, like I'm not hitting you, I'm not hitting you type stuff.
Yeah. Oh no.
And it's like anyone else, I'd be like, oh wow, okay, you're joining up with a dying breed, but you know, for him, it seems like he's real happy. And I'm like, cool, I'm glad you found this. That's great.
Good for him.
Yeah. Don't get any fights in this like, you know, third tier men's league, but
it's otherwise a hobby.
Yeah.
It's for funsies.
Exactly.
Okay.
Get some good exercise, annoy some people. What's not to like, right?
Yeah. You know, he just likes having stuff to do. I mean, he works hard. He's an electrician, but his outlet very much is athletics. And now he has two different things he can do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you pop into SF at all?
Just to see our friend Bradley Shoemaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything changed in San Francisco? Or I haven't obviously been there in a long time.
I mean, I didn't go too deep into the city, just kind of the areas that I usually traverse, but it all kind of seemed about the same. Yeah, I don't know. Bay Area is, by all accounts, basically the same. The bubble still hasn't burst, so everything's too expensive. And it's only slightly less on fire this year.
Okay. Okay. Did you rent a car, or are you just kind of getting Ubers and transportation?
My parents don't drive to San Francisco anymore, let alone the airport. So
okay.
If I want to get anywhere, I'm going to have my own car. Like, my mom literally will not get on the freeway anymore.
Okay. Hey, listen, I respect that.
No, more power to her.
Yeah. I've been doing slightly more driving. I've been getting a little more comfortable behind the wheel. And it's good.
Is that a thing? What do you mean more comfortable behind the wheel? What does that mean?
Doesn't like driving. That did feel like a weird euphemism, I got to say.
I've been having a lot more driving experience. Oh, wait,
yeah.
There. I've been putting the pedal down.
Road head.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, was it that obvious? yeah, Baclar, are you gonna? Yeah, I know you love.
You lost your train of thought there.
Yeah. Just Abby just really fucked me up real nice.
That was
there.
A real mind virus right there.
Uh-huh. Look at the size of that.
Vader.
I didn't, you know, I think I had blinders on to that, bud.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that you were not a comfortable with driving.
I heard you were a little nervous, but I've never been in a car with you.
I knew
you.
It about Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife drives mostly everywhere. And I drove, you know, my whole life I drove, and I got into an accident when I was in Queens, and I kind of just stopped driving in Queens. Like, I just didn't like there was something about it. I just was like,
I did not know this.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, once I was in Queens too, as well, I went from Queens to the Manhattan, then to San Francisco. I just didn't need a car anywhere. So I just never drove. And then by the time I was driving again, you know, it takes a little while to get back into it. And I just,
especially where we live, it's fucking insane.
Jersey sucks for driving. We've talked about it a bunch.
It's not good.
It's bad. So,
it's
but
only like one notch above like straight up New York City driving. Well, Boston is like dirt worst of all the major metropolitan areas. And I'm counting LA. Boston is the dirt worst.
Yeah. It's true. It's partially the roads, but yeah.
But it is like, depending on how you qualify safety, it is some of the safest drivers.
Boston or New York?
Just New. I know for a fact New Jersey has a pretty safe record as far as per capita, as far as that goes. Like people, New Jersey gets a bad rap for bad drivers.
Well, it's less the drivers than the roads. The roads are just not good.
Yeah, because there's just so many people.
Also, because we all go into New York and then get into accidents. So that, you know,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's where
New York does have bad drivers. So.
We just go onto the LIE and then
everyone knows that.
Bring your bad driving to. But yeah, it's you know, there's a part of me that wants to enjoy driving, and I think I maybe could. I just not in New Jersey, but at some point I think we're going to probably. Maybe we're going to get a new car at some point. Our car is starting to get old. And I think you were telling me back, we were talking about cars, and I was like, man, I want one of those cars with, that tells you like with stuff's in the blind spot and all this thing. Yeah. And you're like, dude, that's been in cars for like 10 years. It's like, get a car. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, it has. I think that's a big part of it. I think the last decade has provided an insane amount of safety features. I think in cars that once you experience it, it's very difficult to imagine driving without them.
Yeah. I want all those.
Like the lane changing stuff.
What's the lane changing stuff?
You know, like, you know, most cars now, I think it's going to be standardized. Like, like you have to have it in cars by 24, but it's basically like some sort of visual awareness that there's a car in your blind spot.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. It'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know. I
cameras,
hope so.
Dude. Tons of cameras on cars now.
That's what we're missing. More ways for your car to holler at you.
Yeah. Our new car does yell at us a lot, for sure. It's like, no. You
know? I know you're not rolling down that driveway without that seatbelt on.
Dude, it really is like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
okay, is relax. That a backpack in the passenger seat? Because I am turning this airbag on or off. You're going to tell me right now.
I'm telling you, the car will say, check the, like, if I turn the car off and there's weight, like there was someone in the back seat, it'll be like, check the back seat, see if anyone left anything.
I feel a phone back there. No, I feel.
I'm serious.
Somebody left their phone back there.
I hate
it's
that.
Crazy. It's crazy.
They're too smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Cars are just ridiculously expensive. So, I don't, you know, and even used.
Steal one.
Used car. Yeah. I was thinking about just stealing one. And, like, what's the worst that could happen? Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
Nobody knows. You don't, if you live
nobody's
in New Jersey,
seen,
you don't get
nobody's
caught.
Nobody's
car.
Ever tried. Right, so. Yeah, they're basically just cars that say steal me instead of wash me in the dirt.
Like, the kind of fantasy that can only live in video games.
Thanksgiving at the Caravella household was, we did two of them. We went to Long Island for my family's Thanksgiving, and then for my I was gonna say my sister, my wife's.
Bad Freudian slip on that one.
I wish you didn't call her mother.
My wife's family came over on Friday, and they. It's funny because when we met. When we started dating, they always did Friday Thanksgiving because they didn't like the traffic on Thursdays. And so it just kind of worked out when we got married. We're like, oh, we'll just do my family's on Thursday and your family will just continue doing on Fridays. And it just kind of worked out. But it means we had back-to-back Thanksgivings and it was great. I love eating. So that the holiday works out well for me. And it was like pretty good in terms of like, not getting into political fights with anybody. I think we did a pretty good job.
It's a win.
Yeah. Of just kind of not getting into it too much. There was like one conversation where
Let's hear it.
I was having a conversation, let's just say, with someone about the difference between Indian and Native American. And I felt like a conversation that was like 20 years too, like it was almost quaint, right? Of being like, this old chestnut, like, let's do this
remember that one?
Yeah, remember when this was the thing we could just,
That's that good old timey ignorance.
Just be like, so like there was a little bit of that and like, just like, this is an easy one. I could do this one standing on my head.
This is 101.
Yeah. Yeah. So like,
it's like a $200 clue on Jeopardy.
Yeah. I would think I was ready for the worst. It's tough out there.
It's tough out there. I was talking about this with my therapist before. before I got really drunk that night and almost ruined my Thanksgiving. You know, I get a lot of anxiety about relatives of mine who are, fucking weirdos. And there was like, every time a holiday like this comes around where like they're in town or whatever it is, I freak out. I have I have anxiety leading up to it.
Understandable.
Yeah. Right. Like, so, this year I wanted it to be a little different. I wanted to like sort of preemptively put out the fire before it even starts. And I, we always say like, hey, when you get here, let's just talk about turkey.
Yeah. Let's just talk turkey.
The turkey and the weather. It's the only safe things to talk about while you're here.
First conversation. Hey, you guys see Joe Biden pardon that turkey?
Yeah, right.
It's too soft on crime.
Wish I could afford a turkey this year. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So the funny thing is, when we did have that like preemptive sort of peace offering conversation, this was right around Halloween. Like I said, we were preparing ahead of time and that conversation turned into we'll try and do that, but when you go out for Halloween, make sure you're watching out for all the fentanyl in the candy.
Fentanyl in the candy.
I said what? The fentanyl that's coming over the border, it's showing up in people's candy.
I hadn't gotten that. They never told me that.
I said, relative, what in the fuck are you talking about? Yes, I read a story. There's fentanyl. It's a problem this Halloween. I'm just saying, keep your eye out for it.
How could you?
It's in the suburbs.
Okay.
We got to lick all the candy.
Yeah, I'm going to pause you here first. Wouldn't the only way be to test the candy out with the fentanyl and be like, this one?
Well, look, just hand each piece of candy to a cop. If the cop faints, it's fentanyl.
Yeah, if the cop starts shaking uncontrollably.
Yeah.
So I couldn't help myself. I had to ask more questions. I said, relative, what do you mean? Are you saying, like, people are emptying out bags of M&Ms and then putting fentanyl into said bag and then resealing them and giving them out? What are they giving them out like as a means to advertise? Like, what is the thing? Yeah, like, why do this?
This is the unanswerable question every time one of these comes around, whether they think it's like THC candy edibles or fucking razor blades in the candy.
Razor blades in the apples.
Yeah, like any of this, like, and fentanyl in the, like, What is the purpose? what does end? The drug dealer get out of like giving drugs to unsuspecting children? It's not going to make them into customers.
No.
It also seems expensive.
Yes.
Yes. You're losing a lot of money doing
this. It is a poor financial choice.
Like, easily tracked back to them in a way that's like,
I said, relative, are you sure you didn't read a story where maybe somebody was trying to smuggle in drugs inside of what appeared to be candy? Are you sure that's not what you read? No. Candy's in the fentanyl's in the suburbs. So when they were here for Thanksgiving and they started rummaging through the leftover Halloween bowl, I said, hey, just watch out for all that fentanyl.
Did they laugh?
I got a smirk.
Okay.
A smirk.
Okay. And they're like, nah, I brought my own.
And then they just said, the caravan.
Also, don't eat the peanut butter cups. They're pure opium.
Abby, what were you going to say? I feel like you had a good one.
Oh, I had a joke. I'll say it anyway. I was going to say, it might not be cost effective, but I think it's more like you're giving kids candy. They just want to give them drugs. Give them a little joy on Halloween, you know?
A little happy.
Some people give popcorn. Some people give candy. Yeah. Some people give a little fentanyl.
Yeah, right. They're like, where's the full-size Snickers bars at that house? Where's the fentanyl? That house over there. I'm like, okay.
That house, the one that's on fire.
I mean, I'll take that over the house that gives out toothbrushes.
I know fentanyl is a real problem, but I really shouldn't be joking around about it. But like, imagine somebody actually were giving out fentanyl.
Scaremongering is nuts.
Exactly.
But could you imagine just people being like, just like adults who are looking for drugs at a house being like, trick or treat again. Just like, I heard you're giving out Snickers bars. Yes. I would like some more candy, please, for my kids. Thank you very much.
Understand the real problem with fentanyl is, and not to get too like soapboxy here, it's overprescribing it or people getting it illegally through prescriptions, and also people having drugs laced with it. Nobody is putting fentanyl in your kids' candy, I'm telling you.
I'm now imagining. Okay, now I'm imagining a cop who always looked young, who has to dress up as a cop, but is really a cop, going to a door where undercover, because they think they're a kid dressed up as a cop.
That's a good bit.
Doing this bust for fentanyl, being like, trick or treat, ma'am. Oh, how adorable. Are you a cop? That's right. I'm an officer of the law. Are you giving out fentanyl?
are you an exotic dancer? What are you doing?
Send in Mahoney. He's got that baby face.
Yeah. Rats. I was going to go as Buzz Lightyear. Yeah.
It's just whatever old people are scared of this minute.
Yeah. And listen, I'll be there at some point. You know, I don't know if it's not fentanyl, it'll be they're giving out crypto with the Snickers bar. You have to watch out.
That's the real gateway drug.
Yeah. They'll put you into debt right into your bag. Don't do it. You guys went trick or treating, right, Jeff, with the kids?
Yeah.
Okay. You dressed up?
I dressed up for a party we had, but I did not dress up to walk around.
You did not. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a Monday. No time for that.
And what were you at the party?
Dylan and I dressed up like the lead singer of the band Ghost. We both dressed up like spooky.
I'm sure a lot of people knew who you were.
You know, that band has exploded in a very big way, Abby. No, nobody
knew. Did you have to explain it, or you're just like, I'm a scary person?
People who know us know it, so it was a much easier conversation.
Okay. Yeah.
His idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a face makeup?
Well. Just a lot of, like, skull face paint and a sort of like what I can only describe as like a vampire suit.
Okay. Like high collar or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like black jacket, white collar kind of thing. Nice.
Abby, did you wind up going out for anything on Halloween? Any dressing up?
I didn't dress up. Well, I wore horns to like a bar night, like a Halloween bar night, but that was kind of the most. But on Halloween night itself, I really wanted to give out candy to trick-or-treaters because I've never done it. And there are a bunch of kids in my apartment.
I had all this fentanyl.
I had all these drugs I wanted to give to the children. So I invited some friends over and I was like, fingers crossed. Because I hear sometimes if you're in an apartment building, the kids will just like knock on your door and you give them candy, right? So I bought a bunch of candy. I even put a sign on my door being like, knock for treats. Anyway, absolutely nobody came.
Did you go down to the lobby and like stand outside at all?
No, not at all. Okay. No, we watched a movie. I made tomato soup and grilled cheese. It was still a very nice night. And then I ate a lot of candy over the next 2 weeks.
Nice. Was it all gone?
A lot of drugs.
Right. Then the drugs. Yeah. What was your favorite candy that you bought too much of? And why was it Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I'm not that big on Reese's. I love the Snickers. I'm cool with Reese's, but it was like Snickers and Trix. Twix.
Trix is cereal. Trix
is a cereal. Yeah,
yes. Pretty cereal. Twix. Those are the ones I was like,
now
here.
It just
I feel like
sounds
Snickers
like you're trying to say tricks, but you have like an adorable accent.
I love Twix.
Twix.
It's my favorite candy for my
kids.
I have a bag full of Twix.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So Twix and now
I
Twix,
it really does sound.
It does.
Twix got tweet.
And Snickers.
I love turning Twix on Halloween.
Oh no!
It's delicious.
Bugs, no.
I also like a good non-chocolate candy, but I don't remember what I had. But I definitely had a bowl of not. Oh, I got a bunch of Pez, which felt truly wasteful. To have, I like Pez, and it was kind of, every time I was like, I'm not going to put it in the thing, and then every time I did, because you gotta.
In the little dispenser?
Yeah.
But what kind of dispenser did you have? Who was on it?
They were really kind of boring, because they were Halloween, so they were like smaller than usual, because they're for handing out to children. And they just all had like round toppers, but different like Halloween things painted on them. Someone was like, boo, and the other one had like a bat, and then it was like a little pumpkin. Okay. So they're like cute enough.
Isn't there like a magic way to load up Pez? There's a super secret way.
I mean, yes, what I do is I pull it all the way open and it locks. And then I peel one side of it and then I put it at the edge of it and then shove it in. And that works.
Isn't there an even more like incredible?
Yes, there is.
Efficient, there is. There is.
You open the package and you put the Pez in your mouth.
No.
Oh, no.
You're
wrong. Gross.
You commit Pez crimes and put the dispenser off to the side because you don't need it.
Are you a freak who bites the friggin' string cheese too?
I don't eat string cheese, but if I did, I would.
No. Yeah.
Wait, you still peel it? Who's got time for that?
My kid peels it.
Savor
for
the
sure.
string cheese.
Oh, there's just not enough time in my life.
Much cheese in one bite if you don't.
Oh, I'll just, string cheese or the block of cheese. It doesn't matter. I will just give me all the cheese.
Oh, I have such a cheese problem.
Wow.
Yeah. Cheese is like, delicious.
Trader Joe's is, for whatever reason, is like such a great bastion of cheese too. Like, they just got good cheese there.
Why don't you go to that freaky mart with the cows that'll talk to you about their cheese? The one with the
did I talk about that last time?
Yeah.
What the fuck is it called? I forget.
It's called like I don't know.
Stu Leonard's.
Stu Leonard's. Yeah.
Yes, we did talk about Stu Leonard's and their guy.
Yeah.
The shit.
Cheese is so good. Cheese is so up good. There.
What's your favorite kind of cheese? I like goat's cheese.
Ooh, goat cracker, cheese is yum, so yum. Good. Yes.
You're losing
like a
me, guys.
What's that?
You're losing me.
You don't like cheese?
I'm not a big cheese guy. I mean, I don't dislike. There are certain cheese. Like, look, it's not like I'm going to eat pizza without a cheese. For God's sake,
right?
It's not like I wouldn't eat a cheeseburger. But that's the context I like cheese in.
So just like mozzarella, American done.
I like a good pepper jack too.
Okay.
Hey, you like cheese?
I like some cheese. I don't like potent cheeses.
Okay.
I'm kind of with you on that.
I don't like strong cheeses.
Okay.
I want a creamy cheese. I want a salty cheese. Uh-huh, I want a sweet cheese. Okay, I don't want a cheese that tastes like someone farted in my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, you've never had the pleasure.
It's like a brie, no, like a real stinky brie.
You don't understand
brie.
The notes.
Yeah.
What's the cheese they always soak in wine?
A camembert?
Soggy cheese?
No, it's like, it's not Asiago. It's like... Ooh.
It's a good bagel. I don't know what it is,
but there's one from Trader Joe's that they drench in Syrah.
Okay. That's
called the wine. S Y R A H.
Oh, Syrah.
Syrah.
With Peter Dinklage.
Syrah.
Yes. I don't know. I think it's Syrah. I don't know.
I love that. I love Gruyere. I love smoked Gouda. I love feta.
Yeah. Oh, feta's good. Yeah. Goat cheese is real good. That's up there. Yeah. Mozzarella. A fresh mozzarella is
better.
Is an impossible cheese. Like a fresh mozzarella, there's nothing you could do with it because as soon as you take it out, You just eat the entire thing. So if you're
like, I'm going to take a caprese salad.
Well, if you're like, I'm going to make a caprese salad, right? It's like slice one in my mouth, slice one of the thing.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you eventually eat the vegetables, it's like you ate a caprese salad. You just have to eat the tomatoes later.
Yeah. It's like, it's impossible. And like my whole family's like lining up too. As soon as that thing comes out, it's just like, hey, wow, what's going on? Oh, yeah, it looks like to the cheese. Okay, great. Yeah,
I'm just imagining
it
like cheese. Communion wafers in church. Everyone just one step forward, opens their mouth, served one little disc. Like,
May the Lord be with you. Here's the cheese.
It goes Stacy, Dylan, Marty. Stacy,
Dylan, Marty. Gets a little cheese.
Yeah, how's Marty doing? Dude. Let's get a pet check. Good. How's everybody's pets?
He's doing good, man. He's like, what is he? He's probably 14.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty old for a dog of his size.
Yeah, I think, like, as far as I'm aware, like, I think the vet thinks that, like, oh, he's got a couple good years left in him.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
You know? He's
got his teeth?
You know, no, a couple, he's had to have a couple of them taken out. Okay. That's just what
he's
happens.
He's got most of them. That counts.
Yeah.
He doesn't like chew as fast as he used to.
Soft foods?
No, we still give him like hard kibble, but he just, you know, he can't make his way through it in the way he used to. But he's healthy, man.
That's great.
As far as you can tell, he's in pretty good shape.
That's all that matters.
You know? Yeah.
Kirby's doing well. Yeah, Kirby's still one of the weirdest dogs I've ever known. We got a new couch. Well,
oh, he's sitting on the back of the couch, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he thinks he's a cat.
He got a new couch, and he also will now go on top of the pillows on the back of the couch.
That's great.
And they don't support him on the new couch, so he just like slides down and slumps down.
Figure it out eventually.
He's just a weird dog. Like he'll sit on the couch, he'll climb behind you and then put his head. He's not a small dog.
No.
He'll put his head like on your shoulder and just be like, "We're hanging out."
That's amazing.
That's like a 30-pound dog.
It's like a medium-sized dog, which is just
I'm going to say upper medium.
Upper medium dog, yeah. He's not a lap dog for sure.
No. He's not like a Doberman, but like he's not that far off.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you guys. We looked him up and he was, maybe I mentioned it on one of the other podcasts.
Oh God, he murdered a man.
And he has a criminal record.
He's got a record.
Criminal record. He's hiding out here. He was part Rottweiler. And so somebody was asking, like, and we'd always like, I don't know, he's a rescue. And I was like, I'm just going to look up dog breeds and see what he looks like. Rottweiler and Pitbull? Pitweiler. If you look up a picture of a Pitweiler, it just looks like Kirby. It just looks like my dog exactly. I was like, there is no doubt that this dog is a Pitweiler. And like, it was uncanny. Like I was like, oh, I don't want to get a DNA test or something like that. And I was like, oh, this is just them. Some of them though, it's like, like on the outside edges of the bell curve, some of them are just like stocky giant dogs, which is not my dog, and some are like super skinny, but in the middle there, yeah, he's doing well. He's probably 3 or 4 now.
Wow,
yeah, still likes playing. He's a goofball. He's a good dog. It's a good dog who poops in the yard a lot. And Alex, the kitty.
Oh yeah,
actually the cat now.
The cat, yeah. No, like Ava's fine. She's old. She's got a trick knee now. She's got a thyroid problem, but like all of it's very manageable. She's doing fine. The only thing that's not great is that Tangy has an energy that she can't match, and Tangy really will not be denied at any given moment. She wants what she wants. She is a being of pure id, and what she wants is constant play, constant attention, constant affection, and also to eat my legs. Like just absolutely gnaw on those fuckers like they're turkey legs.
That's
your
great.
Legs are delicious.
I debate that, but she's she can be a little hellfire sometimes, but in general the pets are good. And I saw my 31 year old, 32 year old snake when I was back home, still
Jake?
Alive.
Wait,
that's great.
Is that for real?
For real. Again, I got him in fourth grade.
That's
upsetting.
Wild.
Snakes
shouldn't
live that long. No pet should live that long.
He is standing in defiance of reason and science and God and everything else you got. He's still there.
Do they last long?
Not usually this long.
How
he won't die?
How What does Jake eat? Like crickets?
Mice.
Frozen mice? Frozen mice babies?
For 30 years of... And like, was it once a month?
It's like, I think when he's once not hibernating, it's like once every couple of weeks.
Okay.
But wow, that's so rarely.
Yeah, it's just the way their physiology
is.
It's like
damn, digests such a low maintenance slowly.
Pet. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, I mean, you know, back in the day, he used to like, he's a constrictor type, so he would like wrap around my arm and I used to like walk around the house with him and stuff. And he would like sit there and watch TV with me. It was great. But then he reached a certain age and he kind of just didn't really like being held anymore. Mm. So at this point, he really is just a thing that eats and sleeps and occasionally pokes his head out to drink water. And that's kind of it.
Mm. Jesus.
Does he molt anymore?
Yes, he was molting when I was there. He was starting to.
Wait, so that means he's growing still?
No, it's just a thing they do, like as part of their life cycle. Like they just every year or so they need to shed their skin.
Oh, okay. It doesn't mean he's grown out of it.
No.
Okay.
How big is he?
Like I would say in the neighborhood of like 3 feet.
Okay, and how thick? Like a beer bottle
like,
or
like about that far around. Like I'd say, you know, like size of like a half dollar, maybe slightly bigger. Okay.
At the thickest.
Damn. Yeah.
That's crazy. You see the mouse go through when he
you know,
it?
I have not witnessed a feeding in a number of years, but what I recollect is that yes, there was a bit of a bulge.
Yeah, there has to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's cool.
How do you know he doesn't like being held anymore?
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask.
He, after a certain point, would start just kind of like backing away when I would put my hand into the tank and stuff. Like, and I would pet him a little bit and then I would just let him be. And then I think, so my parents weren't handling him once they kind of took him over. And I think he just got very used to just being in the tank. So,
yeah.
So he doesn't really want people to like touch him or do anything, but you know, when he's not hibernating, he will come out, he'll poke his head around, kind of look around, and then go back under his turf.
So your parents, is that your mom's house?
Yeah, it's at my mom's house. My stepdad is the one who still basically feeds him all the time.
Has been getting frozen mice for 20 plus years since you haven't been there?
Since the Clinton years.
Oh my God.
Does he have like a subscription?
Yeah, your snake is older than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
I mean, technically, I guess I got him during the first Bush presidency.
Man.
Jesus.
Upsetting.
But my parents have been taking care of, I mean, I lived there for a little while until like 2003, but yeah, basically since post 9/11, my parents have been taking care of this snake.
Hmm. And he's going to get a social security check at some point. You got him registered, right?
I don't know if he's
right?
in the system.
I don't know. He probably is at this
point.
He
was a wild animal. I got him, like, there was a girl at my school. Apparently, they just used to get a ton of these in their backyard. They're like gopher snakes. And they caught one because it was one that was just, like, bumming around in their house somewhere. And they brought it to school for show and tell. And I looked at it. I thought it was cool. I was like, oh, that's a cool snake. And the mom was like, do you want it?
Oh, my God.
In this very deadpan way. Where I thought she was kidding. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'd love to have a pet snake. He's like, do you want it?
Oh, wow.
And I said, let me call my mom.
Good for you.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I did. I called my parents and I said, I would love to have a pet snake, but I don't want to foist this on you if you're not down. And they were like, they took a day to think about it. And they were like, you know what? It's going to live in a tank. It's fine. You've taken good care of these cats. You know how to be responsible for an animal, sure.
How long could we be in this?
Yeah, how much of a commitment could this actually be?
What's this going to live?
Yeah.
3 months, right? You know.
Why didn't they release it back in the wild?
Because it would not survive at this point.
Yeah, it's too fucked up.
Like, it was pretty young when, and I say it because I don't actually know if it's a boy or a girl. I've never known, really. I guess I could have taken to a vet to find out, but like it just seemed unnecessary.
I guess... I'm not saying this because I know the answer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a snake has a dick.
There are reproductive organs.
I'll let you know.
Of course, they have to do something.
Yes, yeah. But they don't necessarily become visible to the human eye in most circumstances.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right? Like, animal reproductivity is a wide spectrum of things.
Snakes and lizards have not just one, but two penises.
Okay.
Called hemipennies.
I definitely saw no hemipennies. I can tell you that.
my dear Henry Penny.
do female snakes have two vaginas?
Let's see.
Did you say furgina?
He did, in fact, say that about a non-furry animal.
Vaginas. Okay. Do they have a cloaca? Oh my God. I wrote, do snakes have two vaginas? And Google corrected it to, do snakes have two wieners?
Did Dan Reichert write that?
I don't know why you did this. So, it's all just talking about the penises.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, I'm not really sure.
Tell me about the penises.
The hemipennies.
Yeah.
Hemipennies.
I guess hemipenis. Is one of a pair of intromittent organs of male squamates, snakes, lizards, and worm lizards. Hemipennies, I don't know if this is actually how you pronounce it, but it's how I'm like pronouncing it.
Yeah.
Are usually held inverted within the body and are everted for reproduction via erectile tissue, much like that in the human penis.
Okay. Oh.
They come in a variety of shapes depending on species, with ornamentation such as spines or hooks. And they have a lot of pictures on this Wikipedia page. And it does not look like any penis I've ever seen, but that's okay.
That's okay, snakes.
Oh, why do we always make you look up the animal sex organ bits? Why does that always happen?
I volunteered.
She did volunteer very quickly.
I wanted to learn about why snakes have two wieners.
And why nature is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jake's cool. I genuinely thought he was dead for a second when I first got there because he was really not moving. And then I came back upstairs an hour later, and he had shifted position. So it's like, okay, he's just...
Maybe you caught him with one of his hemipennies.
Yeah. He was having a moment.
Having a private moment.
I almost took the other one out. You walked in.
It's not what you think. It's not what you think.
It's probably what you think.
The old hemipennies don't come out the way they used to, all right?
Blue Let's chew see for how snakes. You are when you're 30 years old, okay? Well, good. Good for Jake.
Yep. Still kicking.
That's I did not know that he was from the wild.
Yeah.
That's great.
Cool.
That fish I have that's in our house was a wild fish that would be goldfish that is now gigantic and like five or
Do you think it yearns to be free?
I don't know if that I get
Do you
the
think
feeling
it remembers what happened yesterday?
No, probably not. I get the sense unlike Jake, if we release that fish into the wild, it would just dominate all ocean life and kind of just take over.
Become a huge mega fish.
It would lead the revolution against the land dwellers.
It would kind of just start. It would be like a problem.
How
it would
big
be a problem.
Is it? Like in inches?
It's hard to tell exactly, but I'm going to say probably like 8 inches.
Damn.
That's not eight.
It's
he's got big hands.
8 inches. 8 inches.
All right. Wow, that's a large. It's a large animal.
It's a big fish. The tank takes up a whole corner of the house. It's big. I go swimming in there. I bathe with the fish. No, it's like human sized poops floating in the tank. It is is a big fish. But he's great as far as fish go. We always wonder. If that fish were to pass, let's say, would we get other fish or are we just done with fish? I could not imagine
having a huge fish tank in my house.
It's kind of neat.
Really?
But like,
you said you could not imagine?
No. I mean, I guess we did growing up a little bit for a little while, but like, it seems like so much work for a pet that doesn't even know your name.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of work. A lot of cleaning it out.
It's for you. It's not for the fish. It's for you. I mean, it's basically like, we need something else to look at that's not the television.
Yeah.
So let's do the television screensaver, but real life.
Exactly that. It's exactly correct.
Let's have a household hazard that is just a stress. Like, what if this just cracked? My house would be ruined. This would just ruin the house at any point. It's just a giant thing of water waiting to explode. Yeah. It's just
a huge liability.
It's just a giant. It's like, might as well have like live wire just hanging on the ceiling. That's like, maybe something that'll just fall. I don't know. It only weighs 8,000 tons. It's just ridiculous.
Water's heavy, turns out.
Yeah. Last pet thing I want to say before we wrap up is at Thanksgiving, we had a friend over and she was telling us that she was at a Thanksgiving recently, like the day before, because she was over on Friday, where they were there's an extra seat. And she was like, oh, who else is coming? Like, oh no, that's for like Mr. Fluffers. And the cat sat at the table and got served food at the table.
Mr.
And
ate Fluffers.
And ate the food at the table during Thanksgiving next to this
that.
Woman.
Oh, that kicks so, so much ass. Dude.
I wish I could do that.
Holy shit.
I gotta listen, teach Tater to do that.
I gotta say, we sometimes do that with Morty.
How? Like, does he put his little paws on a chair? On the table?
Does he wear a suit?
He's such a proper lad. Like, he just wants to fucking be a part of the conversation. We don't do it for all of dinner, but like towards the end.
Uh-huh. Does he sit on a seat?
If he's been good, we'll scoot over a chair and we just pat on the seat.
Uh-huh.
Say Marty and pat on the seat. He jumps right up and he's just like, mm-hmm. He just sits there and just watches everyone. He just wants to be,
that's
just wants
so
to see
sweet.
Everybody. But that's his move. He just loves being at the table.
Do you give
he's
him a
not
little plate?
Eating off.
Okay.
You know, he's not eating off the table. He's not like, you know, smell around a little bit, but he never like eats off anyone's plate. He'll only eat if he's handed something.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's really well behaved.
My
there.
Question.
It's not like we're just, you know, yeah.
How did this happen the first time?
That's a great question.
Thank you so much.
I don't remember like a moment where we realized like this is a dog that needs a seat at the table, but he's always been very like FOMO-y. Like he's always just wanted to be like
part of the pack
on the couch, like with you. Right? Yeah. He just wants to be
right,
a
he
part,
wants to be part of the
like,
family.
Exactly. So it just sort of organically happened where, you know, I think back in Hoboken when we lived in the apartment, I think we realized at some point, like, he just looks like he needs to be with us.
Aww.
And it just started to happen. And, you know, before you knew it, it was like most meals concluded with him getting a seat. Not while we were eating. Like, we've made a very clear cutoff point where it's like, yo, dude, you can't be up here, like, while we're actually eating. That's probably a little weird. But he knows, like, oh, I'm probably going to get up there if I'm good. And he's good, and he knows, and yeah,
that's
so it
great.
Just sort of evolved over time.
The dogs at my family's Thanksgiving have two. What's the King Charles Cavalier? That's like the one Dan has.
I'm familiar.
Yeah,
my Dan's grandpa has one.
Yeah, so they have two of them. Those dogs would just jump on the table.
Oh fuck that!
And while people are eating,
no.
And you know, they'd be like, get off the table. And my wife was like, just kind of like, what is happening? And I swear to God, this dog, you know, he kept getting in trouble, like, get off the table, man. And like, you pick the dog up. And this one time my wife was just like turned around. The dog had jumped up on the table, locked eyes with my wife. And my wife is just like, what are you doing? And then, you know, the owner is like, get off the table, and like grabs the dog, and the dog like locks eyes with his wife and like puts his head up to show that he's got a cookie in his mouth. And I swear, if that dog had fingers, he would have been flipping my wife off as the dog was taken off the table. It'd be like,
fuck you.
Like, I win again. Get off the table.
You can't control me.
Exactly. I love pets. Pets are
me
great.
Me too.
That's going to do it for our podcast. I have to say it again. There's never been a better podcast.
It's really true.
It happens once. It happens once a month. It's great. And it's fantastic. I'm glad everybody sounds like they had a great holiday. Everybody had a nice, safe one. Bacalar, you recovered. I love it. It's good. Yes.
I'm feeling good today. Finally.
It's been a week.
Are you recovered or are you in recovery?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I can't believe it was a week ago Thanksgiving, by the way. That's insane.
Yeah. Are you, I'm happy for your hockey too. Are the Devils in some kind of playoff thing?
That we're a long ways away.
Oh, yeah. We are. Okay. But they're having a good season.
They're positioned very well.
I wish the best for them.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. And for you. And would you take your son to like a playoff game if they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
Yeah, because he's big into hockey, right?
Yeah. They have not made the playoffs since he's been alive.
Okay,
so
cool.
This would be very special.
Exciting. Abby, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Vinny. Always a pleasure as well for me.
We'll have to get back into maybe that new Dark Pictures game some more. Find out what happens in that weird, spooky hotel.
Tomorrow, even? Tomorrow for us, not for the listeners, but...
I think tomorrow is our patron's choice, but maybe the week after, I would
All right, works for me.
Week after.
We should do it. Alex, of course, I will see you tomorrow.
Yep, can't get rid of me.
Nope, cannot.
I'm like Jake. I don't go anywhere.
It's been another 30
years.
30 years. We feed him once. We feed him once every 3 weeks, and he's still there. He doesn't like to be held.
Just feed me a mouse every 3 weeks, and you know, like I don't know, float me a seltzer can. I'll be fine.
It's back at the GameSpot days. He used to wrap right around my arm, but not really anymore. He doesn't really crawl up on me anymore. It's weird. Thanks everybody for listening and supporting us. We do appreciate it. Abby, where can people find you if they want it more? Abby Russell.
I am on twitch.tv at YBBAABBY. That's also my name on Twitter while it lasts and Instagram.
Twitter while it lasts. Jeff Bacalar, where can folks find you?
I would imagine most people are already familiar with me. But you could just follow me on Twitter for now at Jeff. Oh, I'm on Hive. I did Hive.
Oh, why did you do that?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
But I'm on Hive.
Isn't that the one where everybody can change your post? No, did they shut it down because there was like
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
When I say I'm on Hive, I signed up for it.
You
squatted. Yeah, you squatted on the services. Yeah, yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back next month with another Never Been a Better podcast.